Gavon has been with STA since 2009. He began working with the tribe on a federally funded Tlingit language revitalization project. It was a partnership between the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the Sitka Native Education Program, or SNEP. Gavon will help oversee the cultural resources, education and employment, and social services programs for the tribe. In his new position, one of his goals is to open a tribally run preschool.
You know, it's really about, I think, connecting our students, our kids, with their past, with, you know, with their ancestry, with, you know, and it's about both the past and moving forward and really giving our students a sense of pride in who they are and carry on that tradition.
He says revitalizing the Tlingit language preserves the worldview of the area's earliest known inhabitants.
There's a quote that Das Dia always says about, you know, everything has the Tlingit language in it, all things living, all things around them, and that's the Tlingit way of life that, you know, for me, the language is almost, you know, it's a window into a people's soul, into the way that they see the world.
Gavon says the only way they can be successful is through intergenerational learning. One of the cornerstone programs is a summer harvesting program. Kids harvest natural resources, berries and cedar and spruce root. And
but it's about more. It's about harvesting from one another. It's about, you know, students harvesting the knowledge from the elders and vice versa, the elders harvesting the knowledge from the students. There's no definition of who the student is, who the teacher is, that we're really, you know, working together to share knowledge.
Both Deputy General Managers Tristan Gavon and Thomas Gubatayu will be formally introduced at a regular tribal council meeting at 6:30 on Wednesday, March 20th at the Community House on 200 Catlian Street. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.